I've just had a call from Broadmoor, sir.
I'm not surprised, looking like that. What time are they coming to collect you?
Oh, I'm afraid it's quite serious, sir. Oh. An insane criminal known as Brian the Brain escaped this morning, sir. And it seems that he holds you personally responsible for his father's death.
Ah, oh, but I'm not responsible for anyone's death, surely. Except those thugs in Middle Street.
His father was indeed one of the thugs killed in Middle Street, sir.
Ah.
Evidently, he acquired the nickname Brian the Brain through his work on the Oxford English Dictionary, sir.
Oh.
It's a bit of a tradition at Broadmoor among the more well-read inmates, apparently, and is sadly not proof that their criminal insanity has abated. They gave me a list of the words Brian the Brain has worked on as they thought them significant. Here we are. Kill. Revenge. Psychopath. Celebrity. Broadcaster. Inspector. And, eviscerate, sir.
Oh.
The walls of his cell were decorated with transcripts of your radio talks from the listener, sir. Oh, the good news, however, is that he can't have been involved in our bullion robbery, because at the time that crime was committed, he was still busy coshing, stabbing and ripping his way out of the prison. Are you all right, sir?
Yeah, of course I'm all right, Brunswick. I'm just wondering, though, do you think this should affect our plans for a fifth anniversary street party inviting all and sundry?
Oh, yes, sir, I think it should.
Yeah, a few drinks between ourselves ought to be enough, surely. In the cells, perhaps. We could even lock ourselves in, I wouldn't mind.
Where's Twitten, sir?
I don't know. He was around earlier, wasn't he?
No, sir, he wasn't.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
No, I don't think I've seen him all day.